Greetings and hello, listeners of the Two True Freaks Podcasting Network. It's me, Sean Foster, coming to you once again from an undisclosed and still undiscovered broadcast location. In terms of all that, I'm looking forward to the end of the draft when I can perhaps, resurface, as it were. But for now, and for my own paranoia, I think it's best to stay on the down low. After all, how else will I be able to live up to my reputation as an ice pick? Anyway, speaking of picks, it's time for the seventh round of the comics draft. This is the final round of hero selection for our various drafted Justice Leagues, and I had some interesting ideas when I started all of this drafting, and I've managed to stay mostly on my plan, but the one area where I wasn't able to fill in a gap is an area that a lot of other teams have, whether directly or indirectly, and that's the supernatural and the magical elements of the DCU. A lot of the bigger names, the names, for lack of a better term, have been selected. And frankly, a lot of the names don't fit the theme I was going for, and that's legacy. And I had to think about it for my final pick. I had to go over all my options, and in the course of researching some of my earlier selections, I was reminded of a character that I actually enjoyed their early appearances. And whose power set and background actually work pretty well for some of the stuff I have planned when I talk about who my villain is, but that's enough for that time. We're talking about this one, and my selection for this round is Black Alice. If you're not familiar with it, she's a character who originally appeared in Birds of Prey, and has the ability to borrow any supernatural abilities of any DC hero or villain. There are debates on the limits of her ability, but this is a character who, in the course of her career, has gone up against the Phantom Stranger, the Spectre, Etrigan the Demon. Granted, for most of her existence, she has been a villain, or at least an antagonist in many of the stories she's in, but she has done a few turns in the whole anti-hero thing, too. And considering some of the people on the league I've built, I think she's a good fit. And perhaps, maybe, this is not so much a redemption arc, because that would probably not be easy to do, but at least the beginning of another good turn. So, yeah, there you have it. Black Alice. I look forward to round 8 and seeing whether or not my planned pick makes it. But until then, I'll be seeing you, my friends.